Welcome to Shalom Show on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, I'm Biakos Shalom, and Leab Asitzchok. We're holding in Yevomis Daf Chavov. In the first line of the Daf, the Gemara concludes the previous sugyo from the previous Daf. The Gemara says that you bring a raya from the fact that someone who is nitan on a shifcho or on a oivedus kechavim is not allowed to marry her, but if he didn't marry, he doesn't have to divorce her. And from here, the Gemara learns that Biranono loy mafkinan, meaning the fact that you have a rumor, the fact that people talk, that people say that this person did something inappropriate, that's not the reason to cause a divorce. You don't just base yourself on a rumor. A rumor is not enough to bring a divorce. Now, the Gemara over here is calling the rumor a renono. This is the only place in Shas that the Gemara is calling a rumor with this word. There's a similar miradini machareya we have in the Gemara Shas, but to call it rinono, mamash using this word, this is the only place. And we know the rinono in the Torah is a lashon of simcha. L'chuni raninu la'ashem, bo lefanov rinono. Rinono is a concept of simcha. What is the connection of the word rinono that speaks about simcha to the word rinono that speaks about rumor? How do you connect the two things? But the answer is munach in Divrei Rabbi Seinu, explaining what rinono is all about. It's already brought down in Sefer HaZoyer in two places. The Sefer HaZoyer says, what's the difference between simcha and rinono? The Zoyer in one place says that simcha is bitzafra, is in the morning, and rinono is biramso in the evening. And in another place, the Zohar says that when a person brings a korban to Beis Hamikdash and he did an aveiro, he's very sad. How do you bring a korban when you're sad? Says the Zohar, don't worry about it. Even though he's sad, the kohanim and the levim will take care of the simcha part. The kohanim do simcha because they're always happy, and the levim, they do rinono. Kedua levim comes from midas adin, for the time of constraint, that's the shira. Shira is always when you have a constraint. That's how you sing a song. It's based on the constraints. You can't just do any tune. It needs to be in a certain order. And therefore, the levim belong to rinono. So Rabbi Seinu explained, you see from here, that the idea of simcha is a external, unlimited happiness. Rinono is specifically a simcha that comes from constraint, from midas adin. And we're going to bring the examples from a few Sifri Abiseinu. The Vilna Gaon and Mishlei, when he comes to speak about the difference between Simcha and Rino, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's Goel Yisrael, he first of all brings them Geula, and then he revenges the enemies. Like happened in Mitzrayim, Am Yisrael were Nigal, and then the Egyptians were drowned in Yam Suf. Similar happened in Purim. Mordechai became Khashuv, and then Haman was hanged on a tree. Says the guy in the first part is called Simcha. Am Yisrael b'Simcha. The second part, which is Midas Adin, that brings Rina. The Baal HaTanya on the Sefer Torah Or speaks about the Zohar as well, and he says that there's two types of Simcha that come. The one that comes from below, from the creatures of the world, that come from Mishaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one comes from above, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashpia, Simcha down to the world. Simcha is from above, that human beings can connect to. Rino is the constraints of the world below, and that's the Malachim have Rino. And the Shemi Shmuel, when he speaks about Shira Sayam, he says, you realize, the Am Yisrael went into the sea in the night, but they said Shira in the day. So he explains, because in the night, that's when it says Emuna. Emuna we do in night, Emes ve'emuna. Emuna at night, when things are in darkness, it's constrained. We're besimcha, but you can't really express it. That's called rinona. But when you come to the day, when everything is clear, when the simcha is able to go out of the outside in the clear, that's when shira comes out. The shira is an expression of simcha on the outside. And the Sefer Yesharim from Gershon Leiner says in Rosh Hashanah, that that's what the Gemara says, that what is the shir of Rosh Hashanah? Harninu le'elokim uzeinu. Because Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. Rosh Hashanah is the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shaved the world. That's the biggest constraint the world has. It's a time of the darkness. It's a time where things are not so clear. That's where Rinona comes. Rinona is to be recognizing the light within the darkness. Within the time of Choshech, to recognize the light, within the constraint, that's when you do Rinona, your Shoshana is Yom HaDin. That's why you say, Harninu Lelukim Uzeinu. And very similar thing, the Reb Tzaddik says in the Rasi Selailo, that he says the whole purpose of this world is to bring light within the darkness. That's why the main part in this world is the Rinon. A talk, a simcha that comes within the constraints. And then Reb Tzaddik connects to our Gemara that says the Loshon Rinon. And by taking what he says with all the Divrei Rabbi Seinu, comes out a very clear understanding why the Gemara calls the rumor Rinon. Because a rumor means you don't have a clear talk. Clear talk, clear edus, that's when things are clear, we know what's happening. But a rumor means that there's constraint, there's something which is limiting the dibur. It's only a rumor going around. People are talking between themselves, but it's not out there in the open. That's why when we talk about a rumor which is concealed, which is not clear, which is something, as the Gemara says over here, is not enough to cause someone to divorce his wife, it's called a rinona. A rinona refers to anything that comes within the choshech, within something which is concealed. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.